Dr. Saber getting an office note on patient Jack Williams. Date of birth is 2/7/1955. Date of service 11/21/2023. Prepare your patient presents to my office today to be established with me as his doctor. He has past medical history, significant 4, paragraph 1, morbid obesity, next obstructive sleep apnea on BiPAP, next hypertension, next hypogonadism, next hyperlipidemia, next fatty liver, next insulin resistance, next bilateral kidney cyst, next hypothyroidism. Period. Paragraph. Patient has been having multiple issues, including unexplained rashes, has seen multiple dermatologists in the past. He was getting testosterone injections for his hypogonadism. He's suspecting then that something in his testosterone injection gave him these reactions. Period. Also, he is thinking that he has been exposed to EMF radiation from his Wi-Fi at home, causing him headaches and other issues. He's been taking self-medicating with hydrogen peroxide to try to treat his ailments, and he said that he has found a lot of improvement. Period. His past surgical history includes wisdom teeth extraction, allergies, non-drug allergies, social history. Patient is single, no kids, no smoking, no alcohol use, no drug use. He used to work in real estate, also in heavy construction. Period. Paragraph. Review systems reveals occasional headache, rash over the face, extremities, palms. No chest pain, no shortness of breath, except occasionally. No abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea or constipation, no nocturnal swelling upon urination. He does empty his bladder completely. He has had leg swelling and varicosis in the lower extremities. Pure paragraph. Current medications include the NP thyroid and current supplements: magnesium, zinc, vitamin D, B6, L-arginine, amino acid quicksorb, EDTA, and field of greens. Period. Paragraph. On physical examination, his vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils are reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctive and anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid pre-bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no TP paragraph. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular and rhythm, normal as well as chew, no emergency, no friction of her lungs, is clear to auscultation, no crackles or resistors, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities. There's no edema in the lower extremity skin. I'm sorry, he does have 1+ edema in the lower extremity skin. He has hyperpigmented lesions of the lower extremities and varicosity is noted. Paragraph. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me. Include the following. White count 6.4, hemoglobin 13.5, MCV 93, platelet count 203, folic acid 19.3, vitamin B12 619, TSH was 0.22, TSAT 34.3. Free T4 0.71, total cholesterol 218, HDL 42, LDL 145, PSA 0.06, gamma GT 29, UN19, creatine 1.07, ALT 47, I'm sorry, 99, AST 47, GFR 75, vitamin D3 is 97, A1C was 6, period paragraph, urinalysis negative for protein, assessment and plan. One more with obesity, patient was advised to try to lose weight, next obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP to continue. Next, hypertension uncontrolled in the office. Patient says that his blood pressure has been controlled at home. We are going to review the log and make a decision. Next, fatty liver with elevated liver enzyme. Patient will benefit from weight loss at least 10% of his body weight. Next, insulin resistance with high A1C. I would suggest to add berberine to his regimen when he comes back for his next visit. We will discuss the issues. Next, acquired cystic kidney disease. We are going to check his renal ultrasound to follow on his kidney cysts. Next, hypothyroidism. We're going to do a full thyroid panel. Fear paragraph. Next, hypogonadism. We're going to recheck his free testosterone levels. Fear paragraph. Patient is going to see him back in around 2 to 3 weeks for early FNB and report. Thanks.